What a game. It felt like a playoff game. The Vikings 7-2, the Rams 7-2, right here at US Bank Stadium. And dynamite performance by the home team. This is the Between the Lines postgame report brought to you by Gatorade. And voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, and I are fresh off an awesome game here at US Bank Stadium that the Vikings win 24-7.
Congratulations to head coach Mike Zimmer at 8-2. This is the best record he has had in his 3.5 years as head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. Congratulations, Rick Spielman and the personnel department. The moves for the likes of Riley Reiff, free agency, Pat Elflein, center, even Rashad Hill about a year ago from the Jacksonville Jaguars practice squad. I mean, the Minnesota Moving Company was absolutely spectacular again today. And the Vikings have allowed 10 sacks this season. Case Keenum has been sacked one time in the last six games. I mean, there's the defense, Anthony Harris down at the one-yard line on something called Cooper Kupp. I mean, there are so many different things to praise. Team moved to 8-2. Now we got a short week. Going
to
be fun.
Yeah, I don't know what to be, happier about. The offensive line. Yeah. Or the defense. The offensive line helping the running game average like 5.1 yards per carry.
Great
two
point.
Red zone touchdowns.
Yeah.
No sacks allowed.
Yeah.
The sixth game, Case Keenum has not been sacked.
Yeah.
A 93-yard touchdown drive. A 71-yard touchdown drive.
Latavius doubling his touchdowns from 2 to 4 in one game.
And I don't know if we had any penalties on the offensive line either. So that's another really impressive facet of their performance. The defense. This was the number one scoring offense in the NFL.
Yeah.
And you hold the Rams to 7 points. And that came on the first drive of the game.
I know.
After that, it was a bunch of punts and fumbles. I don't know what to be happier about.
Yeah, but you know what? When you're 8-2, it's a complete team effort. You know, this Pharaoh Cooper, their kick and punt returner, he had a 103-yard kick return touchdown at Jacksonville. They neutralized him.
Yes.
Johnny Hecker did a great job punting, but he didn't flip the game enough to really have it make a difference. And when you're 8-2, you're praiseworthy all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, I think we would be remiss continuing another second without reminding Between the Lines. Case Keenum went against his former team. I mean, he had two stints with the Rams, St. Louis and L.A., and he played in 16 games and had 14 starts. How satisfying is it for Case Keenum?
Ooh.
Who won't bring up the level of satisfaction because it's too like me first, but he almost went for 300 and a 65-yard touchdown to Adam Thielen against his former team. I mean, that's fantastic.
And it happened right here. Adam Thielen caught the ball, like, right here at the 35.
Right over there.
And right down here. Boom!
Yeah, there he goes.
For a 65-yard touchdown.
Yeah. How hot is that offensive coordinator, Pat Shurmur, right now? Oh, my God.
Yeah, right. Play calling, outstanding. Play design, outstanding.
Well, another reason I bring it up is because one of their starting corners, Webster, left the game.
Yeah.
They brought in this rookie, and funny, that's where we went, like, every play, including the 65-yard touchdown. Well done.
Yep. Anthony Harris right down here with the big fumble recovery.
Big time.
Anthony Harris, forced fumble recovery, pass breakup at the end of the game.
Yeah.
And when I left the booth to get down here with like 2 minutes left, he had 7 tackles leading us.
Now,
Anthony Harris.
Hey, if, you know, whether it's Vikings Entertainment Network, Vikings.com, Between the Lines, KFAN Radio, whatever, if I had told you into this game, we would finish the game with Marcus Sherrills, Anthony Harris, Tashaun Bauer getting his first NFL sack, Stephen Weatherly, Shamar Stephen, Emmanuel Lemur, Ben Gedeon, Jayron Kearse playing the other safety. I mean, it was like a preseason game. We finished with nothing but backups. Why? Because Los Angeles came into the house of pain and couldn't handle it.
Oh, Jared Goff
told
came
you
in
it
hot.
Hurts when you come in here.
Yeah, Jared Goff got hit a bunch, and I don't know what he finished with. He had like 160
We're
yards
happy for
when,
him.
When we scored our 24th point.
Yeah.
So anyway, great win for the Vikings. They're 8-2. They remain in first place in the NFC North.
Mm-hmm.
And
Lions won today.
Hey, you can't go. Listen, we always say we want to go 1-0 every week.
Yeah.
Well, this week we wanted to go 2-0 because we play in 4 days, and you can't go 2-0 if you don't go 1-0 first. Can you, I mean,
hey, but you know
are
what?
Are you so excited for Thursday?
With Detroit at Chicago, with all due respect to Chicago, got some rebuilding and stuff like that transpiring. You know, Detroit was favored to win, and Detroit won. We had a 7-2 team today that had won 4 consecutive and outscored the adversary 144-41. So we had a markedly tougher test, and we blew out the Los Angeles Rams. You, as Vikings fans, you needed this victory today badly to give you a little insurance and a little cushion into this Thanksgiving Day game. I mean, I ain't going to sit here and trash talk the Motor City Kitties. That team's beaten us 3 consecutive times.
Yeah.
You know, so this is a big one. Be there for the boom, 11:30 in the morning, Thanksgiving morning. We got it for you.
The Vikings out of the bye, perfect, by the way. Yeah. Like, all the things Zimmer wants to improve on coming into this year, we are. Run defense, run offense, coming out of the bye. The whole thing, offensive line, everything. So
Curley's walking over to make sure Ron Johnson's at the VEN at 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead.
And Nate's shoulder is tired from holding the Amira.
We're
so
excited.
We have to go.
But Gatorade's getting paid.
Right. They
Gatorade,
are getting
Gatorade,
paid.
Gatorade.
We pop tags for Gatorade.
I love Gatorade.
Between the Lions post-screen report. Over. The fun has just begun. The Vikings win today, and they have a game in 4 days. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more.